Good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap. It's Saturday morning, it's 10 o'clock, and you know what that means? That means we get to talk all kinds of fun sports and activities here in the Northfield area. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up for you this morning. We're going to be talking to the basketball team, not only to the head coach today, but we're also going to be talking to some of the players, some of the captains. Evan Lowe is going to bring in some of the boys' captains, Soren Richardson, who scored his 1,000th point last night. Dom DiMaggio and Austin Kepp will be coming in to the studio as well to talk a little bit about the boys' basketball team. And we'll have our coach coming up, Matt Christensen, in just a second. And, of course, these guys are vying. They're tied at the top, so we'll talk more about that. So that's a lot of fun and excitement coming your way. This afternoon, we've got girls' hockey coming. The girls won last night against Hutchinson and the Tigers out of Hutchinson, and their two-hour drive back last night got him home a little bit on the late side, so hopefully we'll get Paige Haley on the phone here later on this morning. They take on Owatonna this evening, 7:15. Puck drop at 7:15. We'll go live at 7 o'clock, and we'll also broadcast that one live on NorthfieldLive.com this evening. It's the final game of the season for the girls' hockey team. A win means they tie for the Big Nine Conference. So this is big. This is huge. They lost in overtime. They're up 4-1 in the third. Got tied, lost in overtime the last time they played Owatonna in Owatonna. So tonight's game is going to be crucial. It's going to be huge. It's going to be fast, furious. It's going to be fun, people. So if you've not got anything going on tonight, I encourage you to do that. But there's also that basketball game thing going on. There's a boys' basketball game going on. Welcome to the studio, Matt Christensen, head coach of the Northfield Raiders. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
I don't want to take away from you guys. You guys still got a few games left. You got about 6-7 games left. Don't want to take away from it. But you two are also kind of vying for Big Nine.
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about early on when I was in here, the motto is it's going to get ugly before it looks pretty, and it's starting to look pretty. And the team's starting to click in what we're trying to do. And we had a tough loss against Mankato West, and they played really, really well, and they just beat us. But we came back and beat Mankato East twice in 1 week. And then you top it off with Soren Richardson getting his 1,000th point. It was a good week for Raider basketball.
What I find interesting is obviously you're a first-year head coach, and you come in, and you have no idea what these kids are, what the chemistry is going to be like, and whatever. You're a new coach. You're coming in. You have to create some sort of an environment, culture, whatever you want to call it. And, there's a lot of uncertainties that come in with that. I am surprised, I'll be honest with you, with the amount. These guys are just clicking. I mean, they put together 2, 3, 4 wins at a time, and then maybe they take a hit once in a while, but they just keep coming back. And I'm shocked. I got to be honest with you. I didn't expect you guys to be sitting at the top.
Yeah, well, it's tight at the top right now. I mean, there's four teams that are all tied, and there's one team that's knocking on the door. But for us, it's been defensively just making sure we spend a lot of time on film, which I think is a little unusual on the high school side. But we spend a lot of time on film and making sure that we understand what the opponent's going to do, not just as a team but individually. And so the guys have really bought into that to go, this kid's going to go left every time. Maybe I should stay on his left hand, make him do something else that he's not comfortable with. And if they beat us that way, they beat us that way. But they really bought into that, and it's a powerful way to be able to put yourself in contention to win some games.
Do you allow them to have access at any time, or is it just certain times that you're allowed to be in a film room?
Yeah, so there's software now that really breaks a lot of it down, and so I share a lot of clips with them, and then give them player tendencies, what those players are going to do, and then they study it and we prepare. So, the beginning part of the year when I came in here, it was a lot of practice. It was a lot of teaching fundamentals, really breaking things down. And now we're in the prep phase where every game every practice, it's really about prepping for the team that we're going to play, right? And making adjustments that we're going to need to do on the team we're going to play.
Are you still tightening up on certain little odds and ends? There's always, repetition is the mother of all skills, they say. So, I mean, you obviously got to continue to practice your free throws. You got to practice your three-point shots. What about from a defensive standpoint? Do you continue to practice full-court presses or, fundamental defensive stance, things of that nature?
I wouldn't say as much on the stance side, but more like on the individual side. So when we come in, it's going, hey, this kid always wants to go left, or he always wants to go right. What, how are we actually going to position you and teach you how to guard that? Because it's one thing to know he's going to go left, but it's another thing to go, well, what do I do with that information? So we spend a lot of time, you know, really breaking that down, especially in practice. And then for us offensively, you know, we knew we were going to play Mankato East the one time. It was a short turnaround. We both played on Friday night. We're coming back on Monday. So we're able to do a quick film session, you know, and go through those individual scout things, which was a big deal on Monday. Then both teams get 2 days to prepare, right? And so we threw six new things in, you know, from an offensive standpoint that are kind of just an offensive package stuff. And the kids bought into it really quickly and were able to use it. And
so you change your plays?
You make adjustments on it. So, you know, you add a couple wrinkles to things, and there's a lot of power in trying to get cheap buckets, right? And if you can get cheap buckets, that takes a lot of tension off of trying to create so much. And the guys really executed that last game.
So I don't see a lot of, I went on and tried to dig up as many stats as I could, but unfortunately the Sports Hub or the Sports Engine didn't give me as much as I needed, and the Big Nine didn't provide me exactly where I needed to be. But it looks like your top performers are going to be Richardson, Mahal, Sherr, Kep, those guys like that, so standard. We talked earlier about trying to figure out how deep we were and the fact that we could go a little bit deeper if necessary. Are you continuing to hone that down? Are you still going deep, or are you starting to now kind of figure out, like, I need to have these 6-7 guys on the floor?
Yeah, the guys are understanding, you know, it's matchup dependent. So, you know, Mankato East, which does a lot of dribble drive stuff, we're going to need some different guys to, you know, be ready when their name's called, versus we're going to play Red Wing tonight and they're going to run all 2-3 zone, right? So we're just trying to put players in a spot to be successful and have them be ready when their name's called. So there's still you know, all that stuff we did at the beginning of the season of having guys ready. You know, it doesn't mean you're always going to have the playing time that you want, you know, each individual game, but they're ready when their name's called. And we've had some guys really step up. I mean, Sam Scherr had some key defensive plays and really understood the scouting report, had a couple key buckets. And Nolan Thompson, and I tell you, Nolan's been, he's just been awesome. He had three huge layups for us, all on stuff we had prepped for that we wanted to do, that we knew the defense was going to do to us. And he executed it, and he gets big rebounds. You know, he's just one of those guys that, you know, if you're not watching as much, you may be, you know, he's in the background a little bit more, but from a team standpoint, he's just been huge for us.
So you talk about watching the film and doing those things. Look at the tendencies. Do you ever look at your own team? Do you ever, like, pull up the tape of your own team and put, you know, Sorensen and all those guys, Soren Richardson and all those guys, and look at their tendencies, and then come back to them at practice and go, oh, by the way, did you know that you stutter step to the right before you go left? Did you know that?
So a good example of that is, you know, we were able to get the ball in the post a lot against Mankato East the first game. We figured, you know, Soren had 38 points, Austin had 20-something, right? They're not going to let us just do the same thing. And if they do, it's like, well, great. So we knew they're going to double team, right? Or they're going to put in some kind of pressure. So we worked on practice of going, hey, you can't do your go-to move every time. They're going to be coming. We got to make a couple adjustments here. So, so from that standpoint, yeah, and Austin Kep's done a great job of, you know, he's kind of wrecking ball in there sometimes, right? He goes really hard, but he's been doing a lot better job of being patient, you know, and kind of taking what the defense gives him and then attacking from there. So he's really grown from that standpoint with us this season.
So we talk about, you know, you dropped that one against Mankato West after, you know, five in a row, and you know, you got some pretty tight victories in there, but hey, a victory is a victory, right? But you also got some pretty good size victories, but you came back and you got a nice win against East. And again, so the first one you got them by 10, and then the next one was a 1-point game. I mean, you got to see them, right? You played them at home. And then you got to watch a little tape, and you went down in their facility, and then it was tight, but you still came out with the victory. What would you attribute to that? I mean, was it down the last second? Did they come on, you know, try to track you down, or how did that all pan out?
Yeah, so I'd say the start of the game, and even the first half, it was maybe one of our worst first halves of the year. We were a little tight, a little tentative. We weren't as aggressive and didn't get to the spots that we needed to, and we turned the ball over as a result. Second half, we're able to talk at halftime and make some adjustments and, you know, try and work their pressure against us, or in our favor, I should say. And so we're able to do that with a lot of back cuts and getting the ball on the post and some isolation spots. So the guys really responded from the game plan standpoint to go, hey, here's what they're doing. And I came in at halftime and said, look, this is, you know, what were we expecting? You know, we just beat them here at our place. We're going down to their place. They're going to be physical. They're going to bring the intensity. And so we have to find ways to not only match it from an intensity standpoint, but from an execution standpoint, we got to understand the things that we need to do. And the guys really did that. We were down 13 in the first half.
Wow.
Right? And we just were not playing well. But then the second half, you know, but stayed within contention of what we needed to. I think we're down by 6 at half. And then went on a nice run. And then Isaiah Mahal got hot there for a little bit too when they went 2-3 zone. And yeah, we were able to keep a lead. And then, oh, Dom DiMaggio had a huge rebound for us with about 30 seconds left. They had tied it up. Soren came down. He tried to shoot a right-hand layup. Austin came in, swooping in for a putback rebound. That didn't go in. And then here's Dom, you know, just cleaning everything up. And he had a huge, huge bucket for us to put us up by 2. And we've made free throws down the stretch, which when I was first in here, that wasn't going very well.
Right.
and that's one of those coaches' dilemmas of how much do you bring up free throws? You know you want to work on and get repetition, but you don't want to make a bigger deal out of it than, you know, hey, maybe we're just not shooting that well right now, and right. It will turn around for us.
Well, so that was Thursday night. So you had Monday night against Mankato. You just watched a little tape, came back on, went down to their place. Now you come back to Red Wing. How much time have you had? Have you had enough time to do some tape and sit with the team and show some stuff? How much time do you have? Because it was just Thursday night.
Yeah, so we had one practice yesterday, so we were able to cover a decent amount. You know, as you can imagine, we're not going to do a lot of our motion-type stuff on offense because they're going to run 2-3 zones. So we just had to really reemphasize and reinforce the things that we wanted to do against the 2-3 zone. And I feel comfortable that the guys are ready to play.
Is it all ball movement for you when it comes to the zone, or do you have guys try to penetrate that zone? Do you try to, you know, you just... do you try to get on the perimeter and hopefully they'll cave, or is Red Wing going to – they're just a zone defense. I mean, that's it. That's how they play.
Yeah, they're zone. They'll run some 1-2-2 full court, so we covered some of that. You know, it's really about player movement, ball movement, and so you just don't want to get caught stagnant in certain spots, and you really need somebody in the middle, right? If you can get the ball in the middle, it gives you options on whether you can dump it down to the post, you know, for a layup, or you attack on a shot. So we say when you get in the middle, you check for your shot. You check your buddy down low, and then you check out, right, to see if there's a three-point shooter that's ready for it. So I think the guys have picked that up over the season, and they showed it against Mankato East, too, when Mankato East decided to do some 2-3 zone.
So not to look past Red Wing, of course. Oletana is always, you know, paying the Northfield side. You venture there on Tuesday. Any expectations there when we play Oletana?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
you know, it's a high-energy game. Both teams know, you know, what it means, but it's the same thing, you know, like with the Mankato East games of you gotta know the scouting report, you gotta stick to the game plan, and then you gotta be putting yourself in a spot to execute.
So one of the things, that was one of the few losses that you've had this year against Oletana, and they pretty much throttled you.
Yeah.
So yes, granted, did. That was only when you think about that. I mean, it's only February 4th. That was January 12th. That was not even 3 weeks ago. And you've had a lot of significant wins since then. So what does the tape tell you now? Have you started looking at the tape, I should say? Maybe you're getting the horse before the cart here because you got Red Wing tonight.
Yeah, I was peek ahead a little bit. You know, it comes pretty fast when the turnaround time on the games come, so you have to take a peek ahead. But for them, you know, it's handling their pressure and their press. They'll do a lot of trap stuff from behind. And so it's something that other teams don't usually do. And so we'll spend some time getting prepared for that. You know, they shot really well, too. We turned the ball over, and they shot really well. That didn't help us. And at the beginning of that game, I had to go back, and we were up, I don't know, 6-7 points early on. Had a good thing going, and then the train came off the track really fast.
And you couldn't get it back on.
I just couldn't get it back on.
That's so craziness.
You know, but I did talk to the team at halftime. You know, you're down by 20-something points. It's not going your way. But at that point, it's really about, hey, we got to stay positive. We got to keep the energy up, win or lose here. You know, obviously we want to win, but win or lose, we got to stay good teammates. We got to hustle because there's a long season ahead of us, and right. We got to build the right momentum.
Right. Well, so far, so good. Like I said, I'm glad. It's a nice shock to have the first-year coach come in, and then you guys are winning. So it's got to be fun for you as a head coach, but it's got to be fun for the kids and everyone. Now you're just as the first year, and you guys, are you you finding yourself doing anything out of the ordinary, or you know, you do something kind of out of ritual or anything like that now this year that grab a win, you go over to Perkins or something or anything like that or anything.
Well, for Soren, Soren really likes burgers. And so so for after the Mankato East game, we stopped over at Culver's. You know, usually get pizzas. So I think the guys might have been more fired up about that.
Than getting a burger?
Yeah, right.
No pizza tonight. Yeah, burgers. So, Give me some cheese on that thing.
Between that, and then, you know, I'm also part of a nonprofit board here in town. And so one of the things that we're going to do coming up in a couple weeks is go over to Laura Baker Services Association and do some volunteering over there. Some cheap manual labor is what's being called.
What are you going to do? A little painting, a little cleaning, a little
clearing sidewalks, huh? Helping clean up around landscaping stuff, around winter stuff. They have some garage stuff that they're looking for some help with. So, like I said, Andre Savanich over there, I said, we got cheap labor. Let's put these guys to use.
Is it going to be one of those voluntary things, or are they going to be mandatory? Is that going to be like a practice?
Voluntold.
Show up. When is that going to happen?
That'll happen next weekend.
Okay.
Next weekend.
So, yeah, I was going to say, so we get the 4th. Looks like, we don't have any games. Looks like you're clear. Thursday the 9th, and then you go come back on Tuesday against Austin. And then you kind of go from there. So today is one of the rare occasions. That's a Saturday game, but it's at 7:30 tonight. Yep. Tip off at 7:30. JV playing tonight?
Yep, JV. So before all the teams will be playing tonight. We welcome teams or fans to come out. It seems like the fan base has been growing. You know, and the excitement's been building, and there's a good energy in the gym, so it'd be great to have even more fans come out, and let's pack the thing.
Well, they're working, the boys basketball team is working on a Big Nine championship here, so it may be tight at the top, but a little bit of fan support might push them over.
Yeah, that's right, the sixth man.
We need them. We need you here tonight. We need you all over the place. We got all kinds of fun stuff coming. Matt Christensen, head coach of the Northfield Raiders boys basketball team. Thanks for coming in again, as always.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you coming in and sharing what the program's doing, and congratulations and good luck. It's one thing to be a coach and then to be a first-year coach to come in and then to be able to gain the confidence of these young men and be able to put something together and gel something and be successful. So
we're having a lot of fun. And as my dad and mom said, they texted me and said, onward.
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 So. Onward and upward. That's all you can do. Just have fun and keep smiling and keep doing what you're doing, because high school is a one-time deal. You're in and you're out, and then it's gone. And there's no coming back. So thanks so much for joining. Good luck.
You're welcome.
Against Red Wing tonight. That is, of course, head basketball coach for the Northfield Raiders. We've got more coming up for you here in just a couple of minutes. Sit tight. We're going to try to get Paige Haley as she fights for a Big Nine conference this evening against Owatonna. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
At the Dundas Dome, they believe that in the dead of winter, when it's 30 below zero, kids and adults should be able to play inside, be physical, and burn off their extra energy while having a fun time. Now, their vision has come to life as a giant dome. So next time you need an environmentally controlled space, consider the Dundas Dome. They also have plenty of room to host your graduation party, wedding, church event, or business outing. Call 507-366-3663 or check out dundasdome.com.
Just like sports teams, companies are only as strong as the players they draft. That's why Merchants Bank believes in recruiting only the most skilled, community-minded people for their team, providing you with the best resources possible to reach your goals. Merchants Bank in Northfield is pleased to welcome mortgage lender Rob Nelson to the team. Rob is local to the Northfield area and comes with years of experience in mortgage lending.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Buy or build? Make a plan with Rob.
Okay, so what are you training for today?
Subject to approval.
Okay, why?
Northfield
what
Ford
are you
Chrysler
training for today?
Is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question.
I'll just catch up to you in a minute.
We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep,
well,
and Ram. If not, we'll make
you.
It so. Bring in your deal
That's fine.
In writing from another dealership, and if we can't
catch
it
shortly.
Or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap with Jimmy LaRue. It's 21 after 10 a.m. and we got some overcast skies. It's going to be partly sunny throughout the rest of the day, a high of maybe 31 today. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, cooling off to only 23. What a difference from last night, huh? Partly sunny tomorrow, a high of 31. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, cooling off to 18. And Monday, a chance of maybe some light showers or snow, warming up to around 36. It's going to be breezy, gusty winds of 30 miles an hour with a 30% chance of snow on Monday. But for today, overcast skies, and we're sitting pretty nice here this morning. At this time, it's about 17 degrees above here with overcast skies. Today, we just got done talking to Matt Christensen, who continues to fight for the Big Nine Conference at the top as part of the Raiders boys basketball team. But one of the biggest games that are coming on is, of course, this evening's game. It's the Owatonna taking on the Northfield Raiders girls hockey team. Head coach Paige Haley hopefully joins me this morning. Paige, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect.
Crystal clear.
I would love to have had you in studio, but you got some stuff going on this morning, so we have to do it via phone, which is fine. I just want to talk a little bit about what you did to Hutchinson last night. That was a rather impressive win there. You went into their house. They're usually a pretty good hockey squad as well, and they, you know, a little... they're way on the west side there over in Hutchinson. They're about 60 miles west of the Twin Cities, but usually have a very, very good program. But you guys came out and showed some dominance there against Hutchinson last night.
Yeah, it was an we had an interesting roster last night for our varsity game because since we have, you know, a big game tonight and a game that kind of has a little more riding on it, we wanted to make sure that we were resting our top line and top pair of D. So we undressed Ayla's line for the third period. So that gave kids opportunities. They had a whole line join us from JV in the third period, and then Grace and Mia each got like one or two shifts. We kept them dressed just in case of emergency, but you know, Hutchinson, I mean, we were 2-0 in the third period. They or 0-2, they scored two goals. But it was encouraging to see. It was kind of like watching the future of, you know, Northfield's girls hockey team, because a lot of younger kids are playing, and it gave them some opportunities. So that was kind of a positive from last night for sure.
So I'm trying to figure out the point schedule here. Can't quite figure it out. I don't know. Are you guys
tied
with Owatonna?
Are you tied for conference?
Yeah. Are you guys tied, or are you behind, point ahead, so, point behind?
Correct. This is what I know. What I know is that we each have one loss in the conference. Our loss is to them, and their loss is to Mankato East. So whoever wins tonight wins the conference outright.
No tie?
No, no tie.
Wow. So we might have...
We don't have ties. They don't have ties. There's nothing goofy like that. We each have one loss. So really, tonight is for all of it. And so, you know, like I said, last night we had a game, but, you know... After we got a good jump on them, we were going into the first period, going into the third period 5-1. We just made some decisions, and you know, because we're anticipating tonight to be pretty heavy.
Well, let's should we go back in time to that wonderful January 12th evening that you were ahead 4-1 in the third period, and
absolutely
kind of fell apart. So. We talked, and you looked at your assistant coaches. They looked at you, and you're like going, what the heck's going on out here? I don't know. We're up 4-1. Next thing you know, it's 4-2, 4-3. Oh, my God. They just tied us up. Oh, my God. Obviously, tonight means winner take all. And you just that wasn't even 3 weeks ago, Paige. So you just played hockey last night. I don't know. Did you shift gears last night on the bus because it was a long ride home? Or – are you doing that today? Are you going to do your pep talks today? How do you approach today's game and then make sure that they do not let down, kind of like they did against Owatonna on the 12th?
Right. Well, first of all, we have a full-strength roster back, so everyone is back. Everyone is healthy. Everyone is, the girls and I say, we're dialed, meaning like we're focused. And I think last night, the girls, when we were on the bus, you know, like we would get on the bus, it's like past 9 p.m. We got sandwiches because it was an almost 2-hour bus ride. The girls were just enjoying each other most of the bus ride, and I kind of just let them be. And I got on the microphone and told them what time they had to wake up and told them, gave them some ideas of what they could do during the day so that they're not just laying around. And that's the stuff you have to tell teenage girls. Otherwise, they're just going to lay and watch Netflix all day. So I said, go to bed when you get home. Wake up at 9:30. Go do something. Get coffee. Whatever you want to do. Shop. I don't care. And then take a nap in the afternoon, and I'll see you at the rink. That's right. Probably what I'm going to do too. So,
So when do you bring them to the rink? And then what do you do with them when you're there? Are you just going upstairs in the film room, or what are you doing?
So JV starts at 5:30. Varsity needs to be there at the start of the JV game, and usually we sit together and watch the first period, and then after the first period, we go up to our lovely video room at the Pepsi Center, and we have a quick meeting. Usually Jeff does a lot of X's and O's and scouting reports. He'll kind of remind the girls of players that we're watching for, remind them of things that they do, and then I kind of swoop in and just kind of, I don't ever talk about the other team, really. I'm like, yep, Jeff covered it. All right, it's about us. What are we doing here? And I really look forward to this game. I think it's going to be really fun.
Are you planning on taking a short clip of that third period in the overtime at all? Like a quick, and just play it back for them or anything like that to say, okay, you see this? What are we
during
doing?
During our meeting, we'll remind them of the score of the last time we played them and, you know, how that game went down. But I don't really have to say much about it because they want to prove it to themselves that they're better than them. And I believe that we are, and I believe that we're going to come out hot. Like, this is our last regular season game. It's against our biggest rival in the conference. The girls lost to Owatonna. They lost the conference to them at their place last year, and that was a crappy feeling. And I know that the reason why we dominated Owatonna in semi-section finals was because the girls had so much emotion into it. And I think this game is probably going to be very similar. And it helps that we play at home and we have the support of, you know, our community and everyone who cheers on Raider Girls Hockey.
Well, a victory tonight obviously not only gives you a big 9, does it help with the seeds coming in?
Yes. Yes, it does. So tomorrow I have my section meeting. I have been doing things for that section meeting since yesterday. I had to submit a write-up of where I believe our team sits for the section. So I had to submit that by 8 p.m. So in between periods of the JV game, I had to find a hot spot to submit on email my reasoning for what seed I think we should have. And then today I got to read all the other head coaches in the section's responses to where they feel like their team sits. And I think Mr. Tony Cloud believes that they're sitting at, you know, above the 3 seed, which I think is pretty, that's pretty confident of him. And I, as a coach, would like to prove some points tonight as well.
Right. So he thinks that Owatonna should be sitting up there, number 3.
No, higher than that.
Higher than that? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He threw out the words 1, sir.
Okay.
So, I think we'll come in, and I'm going to let the girls know. I'm going to read to them what he said. And that's usually, that will get them going. I don't really probably have to do much after that for tonight.
Well, Just save that third period of the last game somewhere in there, the second, you know, first, second intermission or something in case you need
it. Oh, yeah,
it, okay?
It will get brought up. I've got you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah, please, please do not. we're broadcasting live tonight there, Paige, so please do not collapse in the third period, man. Please. Because I get really boring on the radio when that happens. So needless to say, well, you know what? It's great. I'm glad you got the win against Hutchinson, got to rest everyone. I didn't know that you had rested everyone in the third period, so that's good. That's good to hear. So they have some fresh legs. Because I was going to ask you, how is it now? Boom, boom, back to back like this. How's that going to affect the team? Yeah. But you were able to get some rest.
Yeah, it was just a good opportunity to get players in and to get them to touch the ice and the puck more than they usually get to during a varsity contest. And it was good. I mean, players like Ayla and Grace, Mia, Emerson, they touch the ice a lot because they're on my first power play, and usually they're on a kill. So they log a lot of ice time. So I just, you know, it was just me and Jeff last night. Brittany's at a youth tournament for her daughter, and my father, who is one of my assistant coaches, is always traveling for his job. So it was just me and Jeff last night, but you know, the girls performed well, and we were very strategic in what we were doing with, you know, sitting people and whatever, because truly, like, we're dialed in on tonight.
Will you have a full cast of characters then this evening? Will the coach's box be full?
Yeah.
Very good. So you got a lot of backup there, too. So that'll be good. Good to know. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, not sure exactly what the rest of your day is. I know you said you got a nap in there somewhere. Good for you. got to do that on a Saturday afternoon, especially when it's slightly overcast and it's the middle of the winter. So, hey, good luck tonight. We will be broadcasting live. We'll drop the puck at 7:15. We'll have a little pregame probably around 7 o'clock on 95.1 KYMN. And we're streaming it live on NorthfieldLive.com for anybody who wants to join us this evening. If you can't make it to the arena, but I encourage you to please come to the arena. Let's get behind this Raiders girls hockey team. It's fun to watch. They're fun. They're aggressive. They're fun. They have a good time. Macy Mueller is blowing it up. I think she is ranked number 2 or 3 now in the state as far as games won. So Macy really contributing as well. So a big component to your victories.
Yes, huge. It, you know, the heartbeat of the team starts with the goalie. I told Macy that. I believe that Maggie was that for us. Oh, she's done a great job of filling that role. She's very fun to watch.
So it'll be fun. Coach Haley joins us. Thank you so much, Coach. We'll see you later tonight. Good luck.
All right.
Thank you. Head coach Paige Haley of the Northfield Raiders girls hockey team. They're going at it 7:15 tonight, Northfield Ice Arena, a.k.a. the Pepsi Arena. The boys basketball team, they're going to be going tonight as well. 7:30 boys basketball this evening. And if you can't make it to the hockey game and you're looking for something else, maybe you're not a big hockey fan, but you like a little b-ball, why don't you get out there tonight? They're taking on Red Wing as they try to continue to ascend the ladder of the Big Nine Conference in boys basketball. So congratulations to all the Raiders sports and activities so far this winter as they continue to soar at the top of the Big Nine. It's about 26 in front of 11, and you know what that means? It means it's time to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have Evan Lowe and his Mano y Mano and meet the Raider on 95.1, The One.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. The development that's been very popular lately with Rice County people is Pete's Hill in Elko, New Market. It's located on the highest hill in Scott County. It's amazing views of Rice County. A really good opportunity for people who need to move closer to the Twin Cities but don't want to give up being in the beautiful Rice County area. So we have extra large single family and twin home lots. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Does this messy winter have you ready to pack up and move south? Don't fret over the cleaning of your facility. Call Service Master by Iatt for your one-time post-Snowmageddon cleaning. Demand the yellow van. Call Service Master by Iatt today, 877-945-0993. Demand the yellow van.
Service Master. Heritage Bank is a locally owned bank that cares about the communities they serve. They pride themselves on being a bank you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their professional mortgage and real estate specialists will help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They are honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield for 2 years in a row. At Heritage Bank, they truly believe successful business comes from successful customers and a successful community. Stop by Heritage Bank in Northfield to see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can be helpful for you.
Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to a new one, or sell your current house? Professional Pride Realty in Northfield can help every step of the way. Professional Pride Realty is your locally owned and operated real estate company. The realtors and staff at Professional Pride are longtime active members of the Northfield community. They believe in supporting local businesses. So when it comes time to look for a local realty company, look no further than Professional Pride. Find them at ProfessionalPrideRealty.com.
Just Food Co-op is your locally owned natural food grocer. Sure, we've got locally produced meats, a great selection of fresh produce, and hormone-free dairy products. But did you know we also carry mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, tater tots, and cheese puffs? Minus the MSG and other artificial additives you really don't want your family eating. There's something for everyone's taste buds at the Co-op. Member or not, you're always welcome at Just Food Co-op, 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap, 23 in front of 11 on a beautiful Saturday morning. That music just gets you pumped, doesn't it? We got so much fun and activities going on today. Boys basketball, 7:30 tonight. Girls hockey, 7:15. Boys hockey in Owatonna. They're going to vie for a Big Nine Conference Championship as well, so they're taking on Owatonna in Owatonna tonight. Owatonna girls are in town tonight here at the Northfield Ice Arena at 7:15. Boys basketball has Red Wing here in town tonight at 7:30. All three of these teams are vying for opportunities for the Big Nine Conference. Tonight, girls hockey, 7:15. Owatonna, Northfield, tie right now. Tied up for the Big Nine Conference. Winner take all. That's all going to be right here tonight on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYMN. We'll be streaming that live on KYMNradio.net as well. But come on down, fill the bleachers, warm the place up. It's always a fun time at the Northfield Ice Arena. With that said, today is, of course, the 35th day of the year. It is Saturday, February 4th, if you can believe it already. 44 days until spring. That's right. You know, Punxsutawney Phil apparently came out, saw his shadow, and said, hey, 6 more weeks until spring, I guess. Well, you're going to have to wait. Surprisingly enough, it's like 6 weeks after Groundhog's Day that spring actually happens. Coincidence? I don't think so. Hey, speaking of coincidence, how about we talk a little bit about our Meet the Raider on the program? We've already talked to Matt Christensen, head coach of the boys basketball team. What say we find out what the boys basketball team is saying about the basketball team versus what the coach may have said? We may have ourselves a conundrum. Stand tall. Evan, what up?
Welcome to Meet the Raider on the Raider app with your host, Evan Lowe. Today in the studio, joining me are the Raider boys basketball captains, Soren Richardson, Dominic DiMaggio, and Austin Kep. How are you guys doing today?
Doing pretty good. Pretty great.
So you guys all play basketball. Are there any other activities that you guys are involved in?
I played tennis in the spring, and I have played football in the fall.
Football in the fall and track in the spring.
Played football in the fall and baseball in the spring.
So, Austin, you're a junior. What's been the highlight of your junior year so far?
Highlight of my year so far was definitely the football season. It was really fun. And then basketball is getting up there, too. It's really fun.
And then, Dom and Soren, you guys are seniors in your second semester. What's been the highlight of your senior year so far?
Well, I'd say for me, probably honestly just the chance that I have to play this game, basketball. I had a back injury this past fall, which kept me out of football. Praise God, I was able to make it back because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to even play basketball this year. And so that's been a huge blessing, which has just made it so fun to play with these guys every day.
I'd also agree with Kep. The football season was a lot of fun. It was just brotherhood, and it was just a lot of fun, just like basketball is right now. So I'm just enjoying it. So,
Yeah, and just looking ahead to after this year, because you guys are both seniors, do you guys have any idea what you plan on doing post-high school?
Personally, I have not decided yet. I hope to play basketball in college, obviously, so I'm looking at a couple schools, but kind of praying for clarity, and probably will decide sometime close to the end of the season, but not sure right now.
Well, I'll be playing football in college. I haven't committed yet, but I'll also be committing later, probably when Soren does.
That'll be exciting. Maybe a double signing or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then just looking ahead into the rest of the year, is there anything that you guys are excited for that's to come?
Sections. Really good competition. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I got a big milestone coming up soon here for the 1,000 points, and so I'd say I'm just looking forward to that. But praise God that I'm able to kind of play and get to that, but wouldn't be possible without these guys, so I'm excited for that. And the sections, too. Mm-hmm. Maybe shock the world. Yep.
Yeah, I'm excited for sections. The environment and just the energy that sections bring is just different. So,
Soren, you are less than 10 points off now from your 1,000-point goal, right?
Yeah, I think it's 4. That's the number.
That's super exciting.
Yeah, glad I have the shot to do it.
And so just looking at this year's basketball season, how would you guys say the season has gone so far?
I'd say it's been a huge success. We had a little bit of a wild shakeup right before the season, but getting Matt Christensen as a coach, everything he's done, adding Landon Schroeder to the staff, just like from the coaching aspect of it, it's just been amazing. And then I think we bonded more than we have in the last 3 years since I've been playing with our team, and so the chemistry added with the coaches has just made it a blast.
Yeah, and kind of going off what Soren said, just a lot of chemistry, like everyone's having fun, and like we got some wild goofballs on the team. We got like Hayden and Rauch, they're just like the Twin Towers, so they just are wild. But yeah, also like Landon and Sand and Matt, they just bring so much energy, and it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been a great start to the season, especially how the younger guys are stepping up a lot.
Yeah, and you talked about that wild shakeup with that being your new head coach, Matt Christensen. And with him so far, you guys are 11-5, having a winning season. And you guys just came off a huge upset against number one Mankato East in the conference.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
How did it feel upsetting them?
Amazing.
Felt great.
That was a huge win. That was a great win for us.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the atmosphere was quite static in the building the other day. But going into that game, what did Matt Christensen, your coach, say to you guys?
He just said play with a lot of energy, work hard, and just play. Run through our stuff and know the scouting report. He's really huge on scouting, so we knew the scouting report and did good on it.
Yeah, going off what Kep said, I think like we were able to kind of focus in on a couple of their guys, and when we took them out of the game, it really opened up things for us to get out and transition, and then really just slowly inch our way towards putting them away towards the end. And so big shout out to Matt and his scouting.
Yep. Yeah, that's Matt's scouting really saved us there. So
yeah. Going into the game, did you guys think that you had a pretty good shot at getting them, or that were you kind of not really sure how the end would play out?
I thought we had a really good shot at beating them right as they walked in the gym. Just didn't have a lot of size, and then just scouting them, they just seemed like a easily beatable team. So
you guys have to play them later on in the week. Is there anything that you guys are nervous, excited for, your second matchup for the week against them?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a wild one. We got pretty chippy towards the end, so I think that's just going to continue on Thursday, but I mean, I'm really excited for the opportunity to go back-to-back with them, because we can kind of learn and adapt to the things we didn't do and then kind of build on the things we did do. So I think it's gonna be a fun one, I think.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, they will have to step up their scouting report, holding down Soren a little bit. He was going off last night. How many? You had over 30?
38. Yeah, that was a fun one.
Being in a competitive conference like the Big Nine, where anyone can basically upset anyone, what goes on within the team during those close games?
Staying positive and just finish the game out, just play hard.
Yeah, I think everyone, at least at the top half of the conference, they all got weapons, and so just really focusing on taking away certain things, and then when it gets rough, kind of going back just to the basics, because, I mean, really, as you can see, like anyone has a shot to win each night, so.
Yeah, I think definitely just playing together. Like, when we play together, I feel like we're unbeatable.
Yeah, and just as captains, when you get in those high-pressure situations, I kind of saw you guys tried to get the ball to Soren so he could shoot the free throws there at the end, but is there anything that you guys are saying to your team to kind of calm them down or help them out in those high-pressure situations?
Yeah, we definitely, like, if it's, like, a big game and there's a lot of noise and we're like having turnovers after turnovers, we like to do like a little huddle up and just like, hey, it's all right, like next play, pound the stone. So that's definitely been like really helpful for this year. We haven't done that in the past, and I've seen like players' confidence go up after that. So
yeah, I think just with our like super young team that we have, just a lot of people that haven't had the experience, kind of keeping the guys positive. Because there's going to be mistakes. I mean, I remember when I was freshman and sophomore year, like, it was just crazy playing in games like that. And so I think just, like, really, Kep and Dom and I, like, the leadership we kind of can bring kind of has helped really kind of push our team in those close games, because we're all just, like, looking out for other guys at all times.
Yeah, and before the game against Mankato East, you guys had a tough loss against Mankato West, which you guys just couldn't get it to fall. Do you guys think that loss fueled you in some sort of way going into Mankato East?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't really have that good of a game, but that really made me like, oh, I gotta be better, and I look out and do the right play at the right time.
Yeah, we had a bad practice before the Mankato West game, which definitely had an impact on how we played in that game too. So,
yeah, you guys have talked a lot about underclassmen really stepping up and playing, helping you guys out in the varsity level. Are there any specific underclassmen that you've really seen step it up this year?
Sam Mahal and Caden Oakland. They work their butts off every day and get everyone better. And they're making a big impact on our team this year.
I say Simon Lippert. He's been hitting some big three-pointers, so that's been really helpful.
Yeah, I feel like everyone that's not a senior has stepped on the court. And then, I mean, seniors included, but everyone else that hasn't really had that experience yet, they've just given it their all, and it's just been great to see. And obviously, big names like Caden Isaiah. But then other guys like Simon, Malcolm Poole, Kyan Rauch's giving us good minutes. And so I think just the way that everyone's like super selfless and willing to work hard, no matter kind of how much they play or what they do, that's helped us out a lot.
So just looking ahead into the future, Northfield's got something to look forward to with those younger players. And then looking ahead into this year, you guys said, why not have an upset with those big Lakeville schools in your section? Are there any big goals for the team?
Beat them.
Yeah, Matt, since day one, has just been saying, you know, why not us? And so, you know, obviously you look at from it on paper and even just matchup-wise, like, they just have so much talent. But, you know, why not shock the world? So I think we're all confident, and we're just going to give it our all.
Yeah, and just looking individually, are there any specific goals that you guys have had and are looking to accomplish this year? I know, Soren, you're almost at those 1,000 points, but...
Yeah, I'd say that one. Playing every game, honestly, just from my injury past, like just being able to play through every game, that's one of my goals, just because that's never been the easiest this year so far, and so it's really a blessing to even finish each game, and so I'd say that's one that I look forward to every game.
Well, I would say, like, kind of a team, we really want to be Owatonna. The game that we played at home was not our best, and
yes,
we have an edge when we play them, so.
Is there a Kelly?
You guys all have different attributes when you play. Is there anything that you guys would say is something that you are really good at when you guys are on the court, or something that you really look to do?
Soren's really good at shooting.
Going off what Kep said, I think Kep's really good in the post. Just feeding him at all times. I mean, the man's just a dog in there. Basically, really no one can guard him. You got to send two. And so I think that's helped out a bunch. But also for me, I think like the leadership that I can bring to the younger guys, I think that's one of the traits that I can definitely continue to work on, but also use as a strength.
Definitely just like run around and try to find Soren to set a screen for him and just try to get some rebounds. But yeah, definitely trying to find Kep in the paint, because no one can stop that guy. He's insane. He's running down the court. I'm just like, you can just take the paint, because I know it's going to be a bucket. So.
Yeah, I've called a couple of your games on Northfield Live, and it's always been interesting. The people I'm calling with it are like, Kep, a guard, is going in the paint. He's like, he's not the biggest guy. But I mean, Kep's big. He's a football player, like 6'4". Like, maybe when he's out on the court and he can shoot the three, but he just goes in there and makes his move in the paint too. So
can sometimes shoot.
He's good for one a game.
One a game.
And so you guys are all upperclassmen. You guys have been playing basketball for a long time. What age did you start your sport, and what do you think got you to start playing basketball?
I probably started when I was about 5. five or six in house basketball. It was definitely my dad that got me going on basketball because he got my brothers going on basketball, so I just followed them.
I was probably around like three. My brother kind of, he loved basketball and he kind of like showed me the ropes, and then my dad just helped me like with just drills and stuff like that, and I really loved it, so.
Yeah, I walked out the womb with the ball, so no, but I was about, I don't know, I'd say probably around like five or six like them, but my dad, we used to live in Chaska, and my dad helped coach Chaska's team, and so I was always around the team, and then I would actually have my grandma come over and babysit, and we'd go to the community center every day, and so I was just really had a ball in my hands at all times, so yeah.
Yeah, Soren, that explains a lot. So you guys just have a ton of experience. What would you guys say has been your greatest accomplishment with basketball so far?
That's a tough one. I mean, there's a lot of things that have happened over the last couple of years that have been great. I would say just seeing the guys in my grade, and like Dom right here, we've been playing since fourth grade, just seeing them all get to perform on the varsity court together, that's just been awesome to see, just from like the fourth grade traveling tournaments up till now, kind of on the big stage, so that's been really fun.
Yeah, I would have to agree with Soren, just seeing like kids in our grade really progressing and getting better every day. It's just awesome to see.
One of my biggest accomplishments with basketball is probably starting varsity as a sophomore.
Yes, sir.
Has there been anything that you guys have done, like team bonding-wise, or anything in practices that you guys have incorporated to just make them a little bit more fun?
I mean, I think just the energy we brought, kind of Matt has brought in like this really focus on like changing the culture, just bringing more energy. And so I think, you know, I got a guy like Dom right here who he brings a lot of energy, but Kep and I kind of can bring that as well, and everyone kind of feeds off that, and that just makes practice more fun just in that alone. But Matt also makes it fun. Like we had one day after the Mayo win, oh, that was a big win for us, and we basically just got to watch the highlights of that game and have like a little movie snack party, and so I think just spontaneous fun things like that.
Oh yeah, we had like a bowling thing that we did that was really cool. It was a lot of fun after a game. But one thing I really love about practice is that like we just talked about how Matt is always scouting for us, and he will like step on the court and he will show us some moves, and that guy still got it. So
yeah, kind of what Soren was saying, just a lot of energy in our practices, a lot of bonding going on.
And so coming up, you guys have Mankato East on Thursday, and then you guys talked about Owatonna. Are there any other upcoming games that you guys have already started scouting for or just looking forward to?
I think we're all looking forward to Owatonna after we got ran on that one. So I think that's one that we've all kind of got circled.
Yeah, well, best of luck with that, and best of luck with the rest of your season.
Yeah, thanks, Evan. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the Sports Center. This is Meet the Raider on the Raider app with your host, Evan Lowe. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1 The Roar.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye and LASIK. Are you ready for LASIK? If so, we've got you covered. Experienced surgeons, the most advanced technology, and a kind and caring staff, all right here in your backyard. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic, Ritchie Eye and LASIK.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic, RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while. The coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If there is one thing we have learned over the previous few years, it's that we all do better together. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce believes in the power of community. This is why, for over 100 years, they have focused on growing and developing Northfield and the surrounding area into a thriving community that it is today. The Northfield Area Chamber is a local nonprofit that creates meaningful connections between businesses and the working professionals who work so hard to make this town thrive. When you become a member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, you open the door to so many of those opportunities. Together, we all do better. Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, supporting business, connecting communities, and growing a greater Northfield.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, cats and kittens. What's going on? Boy, we got a lot of fun today. We have had a lot of fun today, and we're going to continue to have a lot of fun today. We have got basketball at 7:30 tonight, boys basketball, as they take on Red Wing as they continue to advance in the Big Nine. The boys hockey team heads over to Owatonna as they try to work themselves into a position for Big Nine contention tonight as well. And right here at the Northfield Ice Arena, broadcast live on 95.1 KYMN, yours truly, Jimmy LaRue, will be on the call tonight as the Northfield Raiders girls hockey team wrap their season up tonight against Owatonna in town. 7:15 puck drop, pregame 7 o'clock. I hope you'll tune in to 95.1 or AM 1080, or you can catch us live on NorthfieldLive.com. That's going on tonight. It's for the Big Nine Showdown. Winner take all, Owatonna versus the Northfield Raiders. Hope you'll join us this evening. If you can't make it to the arena, come on, tune in and catch all the action right here on 95.1 The One. Speaking of catching up, let's figure out what's been going on with all the scores and highlights with our good friend Liz Campbell.
Good morning, everyone. I am your host, Liz Campbell, and this is this week's Raider scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. The Northfield Highlanders dance team had a competition last Saturday in Moundsview and competed again last Monday in Faribault. Later on today, they have their annual Dancing to Make a Difference showcase, which is a fundraiser supporting the Community Action Center. Come by the high school later to support our Highlanders and our Community Action Center. Admission is either a donation of $5 or 3 canned goods. Our very own Raider boys hockey team traveled to Rochester Mayo this last Saturday, winning 3-0 against the Spartans. Camden Kaiser led the team with 2 goals, and Andrew Winter was right behind Cam with 1 goal. They played again this last Thursday against Rochester John Marshall, losing 4-6. Braden Olson led the team in goals with a hat trick. They will travel to Owatonna to play against them later on today. Our Raider girls hockey team also played on Saturday against Rochester Mayo, also winning against the Spartans with a final score of 8-0. Ayla Puppy led our Raiders on the ice with a whopping total of 5 goals. Eloise DeBus, Grace McCaution, and Emerson Garley each had 1 point. They played again on Tuesday night against the Dodge County Wildcats here at home. With a final score of 3-1, Emerson Garley leading with 2 points and Ayla Puppy with 1. Last night, the Raiders took home the dub against Hutchinson with a final score of 5-3. Ayla Puppy led the team with a hat trick, and Captain Tova Sorensen, along with Grace McCaution, scored 1 point each. They will play against Owatonna later on today here on Raider Ice, so head on down to the Northfield Ice Arena at 7:30 to cheer them on. Boys basketball had a game here on Raider soil last Monday versus Mankato East. While it was a close game, the Raiders managed to pull off a win against the Cougars with a final score of 82-72. Captain Soren Richardson was on fire Monday night, leading the team with 38 points. Junior Austin Kep was closely behind him with a total of 19 points. Soren Richardson also hit a big milestone recently, hitting his 1,000th career game point. They play against Red Wing here at home today, so head on down to the high school at 7:30 to cheer on our Raiders. Raider girls basketball had a tight game here at home this last Tuesday against Hastings, putting up a good fight, but eventually losing 37-59. Our freshman girls left it all out on the court, with Kate Sand leading with 9 points, and both Tatum Sawyer and Grace Mostad with 7 points each. They played again on our Raider home court against Mankato East on Thursday, putting up a tough battle, but in the end losing 48-60. Ryan Eddy led the team with 13 points. They play again today at Red Wing High School. If you need a quick recap of the events going on here in Northfield today, boys basketball plays against Red Wing here at the Northfield High School, and our girls hockey team plays against Owatonna at the Northfield Ice Arena. Both games are at 7:30. Also today is the annual Dancing to Make a Difference showcase, and that is at the high school later. Admission is a donation of $5 or 3 canned goods. Thanks for tuning in. Keep tuning in for more sports. This is Liz Campbell with this week's Raider Wrap.
All right. Hey, it's 11 o'clock. Time to say adios and goodbye, my friends. It is, of course, the Raider Wrap right here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYMN. Tune in tonight, 7 o'clock. We've got Raiders hockey going on tonight at 7 o'clock, 7:15 puck drop. It's the Northfield Raiders taking on of course, Owatonna this evening. And that's all going on here this evening at 7 o'clock. So a lot of fun coming your way this evening. So we hope that you can tune in. If you can come to the game, we'd really appreciate having you at the game if possible. And if you cannot make the game, we really encourage you to maybe tune in to us. So again, we will be able to bring you all the live coverage here this evening. That's all going on tonight here on 95.1 The One. So stick around. Let's enjoy the afternoon as they vie for the championship of the Big Nine Conference. That is the boys and girls. Take care. Have a great day. Jimmy Ledoux, bidding you adieu. We'll catch you next time on the Raider Wrap. 95.1 The One.
Fall is a great time to get that landscaping project, home remodel, or repair done, and with interest rates still low, you can do it all with a home loan from Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Credit Union offers a variety of home loan options for refinancing, renovating, new construction, and purchasing your first home or forever home. Whatever your home loan needs are, Hometown Credit Union can make them happen with rates and terms to fit. Learn more and apply online at hometowncu.coop. Equal housing lender. From the team at Hometown Credit Union, go Raiders!